Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Mike Casasa, 247, covers West Virginia, joins us on 365 Sports. And it seemed like, Mike, and a lot of times, anytime there's a hiring, most of every in reactions are very positive, but it seemed like this one is overwhelmingly a lot of people are thrilled with who they have.
Yeah, it's been hard to find. You know, you grab the magnifying glass and you look for the read between the lines about where he came from or where he's going. And what are we missing? Because everybody's the newly crowned hero of a program. And this is one that definitely needs the hero, but can't find a whole lot of negatives. The guy's won the high level at a place that hasn't had a ton of luxuries. He'll have more now. He won't have the most. But all he's known is winning. And for the longest time, that was the status of this program. So to get it back on track, you get a guy who's only known life in that lane for a while. So far, so good. Day one. Won the press conference, though.
It's locked up. He's bringing his kid, right?
Not yet in the portal.
Okay.
But that seems to be a formality. I don't think he's going to end up going like Creighton. I'd heard that, you know, late on in the regular season of the tournament, was that if his dad didn't get like a high major job, it'd be understood, hey, here's a guy who could be a pro. Like, will be a pro. Would he be an NBA pro? We'll see. But why not prove yourself in a major conference? And the Big East would be a step up. And DeVries certainly knows Creighton from his 20 years there, and he knows Greg McDermott from coaching them for a while. So seemed like a soft landing spot. You know, low risk, high reward for him. Same thing here, except maybe a higher reward because the Big 12 is just that good in basketball. I don't think anybody's going to complain about having a two-time conference player of the year coming into the portal. Probably at a discount, too, when you come to the NIL world, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mike, just how quickly did this all come together kind of behind the scenes? What was the workings of, you know, the staff to get this done, Wren Baker and company, and just how did it all sort of maneuver knowing that there were other teams that were interested?
Yeah, you got to remember they had sorry, I'm walking my dog here trying to get my life back together. They've had about 9 months, don't forget, to like get this together. Right. So they paused their search, like formally, like the active part of it in June. But I know I talked to people about the season, and they were trying to get their hands on information about Drake and their program. And, you know, that's a private school, so his contract, you can't FOIA. So how do you get your hands on that? Well, why are you looking for that? They're trying to figure out more about this coach and what he does and what makes him so good. That was a clue right now. And then, you know, I talked to people at different times who were watching his games live or on tape. That was another clue. So he was certainly one. You know, Dusty May was the guy that he wanted to talk to. Mark Byington and JMU was one. So they had a list of guys. They kind of curated from the very beginning. You know, once it became clear they were going to make a change during this regular season, which frankly wasn't very deep into the season. They have a losing non-conference record. But this one, they actually got to him sounds wrong. They talked to him before his game in Omaha. And I think that was probably intentional because get it out of the way, but also make sure you're first in line. You know, don't let other schools jump in line, and you get in their ear first, and he thinks about you a little bit. And then if he likes you, well, then he's comparing you to everybody else he may or may not talk to. If he takes the call, if he takes the meeting, it's going to have to clear a certain bar. And I think West Virginia went in strong, you know, the day before they played their first round game in Omaha. So that would have been, you know, Wednesday, and they hire him on Sunday. They had some other conversations in person with Byington, Nico Medved from Colorado State. I don't think anybody blew him away quite like DeVries did.
Do you think that the style will translate pretty well? The fans will like it. I mean, the way that, I mean, you mentioned winning, but the kind of style of basketball he plays seems like it's a nice transition, an easier one, a closer one to what Bob Huggins was doing that everybody loved.
Yeah, well, they liked the defense when they were pressing, but his offenses were brutal to watch sometimes. And I think that's what will wore on people, because the way the rules were, the way that recruiting went, this became more and more of an offensive sport. And to really zag into defense, to play like a motion offense where you have two bigs on the floor, like they had two NBA players in their roster who were like 6'11", and they couldn't make it work. They had Derek Culver, who should have been an NBA player, never had his head on right. They had Oscar Sheway, who's in the NBA. And they couldn't make that work. Well, that was a really weird style of basketball. You're looking like four guards or three guards and a really nimble four nowadays. And that is kind of what DeVries has done. Now, some of that is necessity, just because who you can and can't recruit in a place like the NBC. But he still made it work. And what's interesting talking to people that know him a little bit or competed against him or who studied him on tape, he does a lot of five-out offense. They're big. This year is pretty good, so that's been different. But they're a stretch guy. They're four. They handle it. And if you're spreading three guards on the floor and you got a big who can handle it, that's going to be unique here for West Virginia, more in line with the Big 12. Like in the Big 12, your threes and fours are big guys who can move the ball and move with the ball. That has not been a strong point for West Virginia. They've been undersized or they've been slow in the front court. I think that's going to be a big change, and it should open up things offensively.
Mike, not only personnel-wise, but just in general, what kind of shape do you feel like the program is in terms of what he's inheriting? Is everything pretty good to go in terms of NIL and facilities and all those types of things, or is there some areas of work that's probably on the list of like, hey, put this on, not the demand, so to speak, but the things that we need to check off?
Yeah, it's in flux for sure. They don't want for facilities. They have a wonderful practice facility that others would love to have. Their arena is great, 14,000 seats, got a whole bunch of modernized renovations. They didn't tear anything down, but they expanded the concourses, the concessions, the restrooms. That's awesome. That's great. Women's basketball has spent more in recruiting the past 5 years than the men's program. That's an odd distinction for a team, but like that's going to have to fix. They're going to have to pour money into assistant coaches. They have not paid their assistant coaches very well here, but also because people here are comfortable. Bob Huggins had seven assistant coaches in 16 years, seven. You get five on a team right now. That's going to be a weird thing for people to look at now, is that you're going to have new blood. But also, coaches making $250,000, $300,000, where the highest salary for an assistant coach here was $200,000 before.
Yeah, that's well below now the marketplace. Mike, with what Ren Baker has faced since he arrived, the Huggins story right off the top, obviously the Neil Brown letting that play out and then giving him an extension, how would you grade him? It seems like he's done a really good job, but how would you grade him yourself watching what he's done and kind of what he's had to face?
Well, yeah, the TBD is obviously the basketball hire, but I think that they got one of the guys that not the guy they wanted. So the preliminary grade here would be A, of course, right? Because that's what everybody's going to tell you. We'll see. The Brown thing is interesting because that was an odd game of poker. He came in late, didn't really have a choice. You weren't going to hire a great coach while you're learning the job. So he kind of bets on himself and the program a little bit with Brown. And Brown goes out and, you know, vindicates that with 9 wins. The big thing is they redid the contract for Brown, and they lowered the salary the first 2 years, and they kind of diminished the buyout, which is this huge anchor around West Virginia. To maneuver a contract like that with a coach who is succeeding and thinks he's on the up and up, that's pretty impressive. That's kind of like a little bit of wizardry. And then don't forget this, too. Like, they hired a men's soccer coach who got their team to the College Cup final this year. That's pretty wild. College soccer here is kind of a big deal. They transitioned their baseball program. The coach is retiring. They have a pretty good program here, and they kept it in-house. They don't have to go out and get a search. They're using a coach in waiting here from somebody who's on the staff. And by the way, their women's basketball program has had 3 coaches in 3 years. He just hired one of them who has his team with 25 wins and is in the NCAA tournament tonight against Caitlin Clark in Iowa. That's a ton in 1 year plus right now. I'm like 16 months so far. He seems like he's checked the boxes for the reason you would hire a guy like him.
All right, so what kind of dog? We have to get the multitasking. If you were writing a column and on the show with us, that's probably normal. Walking your dog while doing the segment with us, what kind of dog, and does the dog run the neighborhood?
Would you believe I'm running a 5K? It sounds like it, right? No, I'm actually in the middle of my afternoon run. I hadn't got it. I was almost done. I couldn't beat the clock. So you guys won that one there. You won the race. This is a beagle who loves to run, but also loves the smell. So it's a bit herky jerky when we're running. It's a lot of stop and start. But right now she's got her nose in a pile of sticks and twigs over here. That maybe some rabbit or something is in. So she's being she was being quiet.
Nope, there must be something there. You found it. Mike, great stuff, man. Thanks for being a part of the show and the insight on DeVries as the new West Virginia men's basketball coach as he's running a 5K and with his beagle. That's about as good as it gets right there. We appreciate him.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.